Good afternoon. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine for the rest of the afternoon across interior New York and New England, although clouds will mix in from time to time. A bit of a blustery day with a west breeze at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, adding to the chill, and high temperatures on the seasonably cool side and mainly in the middle to upper 20s. More clouds closer to Lake Ontario, flurries and snow showers as well, with more persistent snow showers and heavier squalls in the snow belts, where the snow will continue to pile up through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Partly cloudy skies during the overnight period, with temperatures back into the lower teens and single digits across the mountains. This will set us up for a dry, blustery, and chilly start to the weekend tomorrow with high pressure in control. We still run the risk at a couple of flurries downwind of Lake Ontario, but with in and out sunshine, temperatures should manage to get into the upper 20s. At this point, we'll track a weak disturbance our way from the Ohio Valley, really just a batch of moisture, but very little upper level support. Nonetheless, we'll see some light snow showers breaking out during the afternoon on Sunday into Sunday evening, perhaps enough to dust the ground up to a half inch, maybe an inch in some spots by Sunday evening. Temperatures for the second half of the weekend will manage to get into the lower 30s. A dry, chilly day on Monday with high pressure in control. We'll have some sunshine, although clouds will move in later in the day, and highs will be in the upper 20s. The next storm will be more potent and head our way for the day on Tuesday with a round of snow, then mixed precipitation Tuesday evening and overnight, changing to just plain rain as things warm up for the day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low over the eastern Pacific will slowly weaken and move onshore over the Pacific Northwest today. The associated surface low will remain just off the coast through the weekend, though, with a secondary low expected to move inland across the Northwest on Sunday. This system will bring a plume of moisture into central and northern California and across much of the Northwest. Coastal areas will have rain, possibly heavy at times, while areas of higher terrain will see a wintry mix of snow, rain, and ice. Winter storm watches and winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the Northwest for the potential of 5 to 10 inches of snow. Snow will spread eastward to the northern Rockies this evening and into the adjacent northern plains by tomorrow. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings remain in effect for the Sierras, with 1 to 3 feet of snow in the forecast over the weekend above 6,000 feet. Also accompanying this storm, winds will gust up to 100 miles per hour over the Sierra Ridge. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 19 below zero at Bozeman and Olney, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy, lower 30s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 57 set just last year, 2016, and the record low 18 below zero in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:11 p.m. 10 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows around 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, blustery today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and blustery today with scattered snow showers and heavier snow squalls in the snow belts and temperatures in the middle 20s. More snow showers tonight, heavier squalls in the snow belts with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, blustery today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly cloudy, blustery today, a few passing flurries or snow showers, and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, a bit brisk and chilly, upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with some snow showers Sunday, perhaps dusting the ground in spots, lower 30s. A dry, cold day Monday with increasing clouds, upper 20s. Snow is likely on Tuesday, then mixing with sleet, freezing rain, and rain Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Wednesday will start out in the 40s, then drop during the day, and some snow showers are possible late afternoon. Mostly cloudy, blustery, and much colder Thursday. Scattered snow showers back into the mid-20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.